somebody exempt from it just because the percentage is lower, that don't mean you might not be it. Praise the Lord. And at my age, health problems and everything, I sure better be careful. What page you got, Miss Pat? Okay. This one ain't in the book. You gotta sing this one from memory. Praise the Lord. 2 in the church hymnal. And I'm going to think of tithes and offering while I get this song started. If you got something you want to give, good Lord bless you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
touch with God. That's what this new church is for. Getting in touch with the Lord. Amen. I hope you didn't come to get in touch with Brother Darrell. Praise the Lord. My resources is limited this morning. Unless I can get in touch with heaven for you. And then you got all the power of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might have a need this morning. You need to come on up right now. This is a good time to come. This is a good time to come. If you want to be anointed and prayed for, I would wait another minute. I just feel like doing this. I don't know. If you want to be anointed and prayed for, this is the place to do it. Now is the time to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better come on now because you might not be here at 11:30, 11 o'clock. It's 12 minutes till according to the clock. You better come on now. Amen. Praise the Lord. You better come on now. If you want to be anointed and prayed for, this is the time to do it. Amen. This is the time and the place. Come on up and let's pray, y'all. Come on up. Everybody can. If you want to be anointed, get right in line right up here somewhere. And if you don't want to be anointed, you feel like everything's okay, come and help us pray.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God can make a way.
Yes, He can.
Praise the Lord. Don't never doubt the power of God. Don't never doubt what God can do.
That's right.
God can fix.
Yes, He can.
If you get in touch with Him and believe, you can receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless her, God, and help her, Lord, for this situation she's got, God. God, she's got family. She's got things that need to be straightened out. Situations that only you can fix, God. The lawyer can't do it. The judge can't do it. But God, we know you can do it this morning, Lord. Amen. You can fix the lawyer. You can fix the judge. And God, you can fix everything else down in the courthouse, God. Fix it for her, Lord. Help her, God. Her marriage, her in-laws, her family, her sisters, her brothers. God, bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord, this morning. Heaven need her heart's desire, God. Don't hold nothing back from her, God, this morning. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. Bless her, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Confession. Confession is good for the soul. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Steak is good for the belly. A T-bone steak is good for the for the appetite. Amen. If you don't like people, maybe it's but you've got to have it. It's good for your body. You've got to have water. It's good for you. But when you confess it, it's good for your soul. It's good for your heart. Praise the Lord. It's good for the appetite that ain't of this world. It's for that appetite that get that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. You can't find no righteousness in this world. You won't buy it down at the drugstore. Walmart ain't got no righteousness. You better stay away from down there if you want righteousness. You better find your good little hole in this church if you want righteousness this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all help us pray for them. God be blessed, Lord. Amen. God, there's needs, Lord, we know. God, there's needs that only you can meet this morning, God. The heart and the soul. God, there's undecided decisions that need to be made. Need to be made. And God, your hand can touch the heart, Lord. You can reach down, God, and touch the mind and the soul of a child, God. A child, God. Lord, bless you, God. God, a child, God. Lord, bless you, Lord. The reach of the God. She's got a situation going on, Lord, that's laid down in her soul. God, we know that you can fix things, Lord, that we can't reach, God. We know you can fix things we can't see, Lord. And God, we pray this morning you'll bless this situation. God, bless her heart. God, give her what she needs to be the perfect example before her family, before her husband, before her children. God, let her be the perfect example, God, before her, Lord. Bless her, God. God, bless her, Lord. Strengthen her, God, as she moves forward. God, sometimes the burden gets heavy. But God, help us, Lord, to carry the load. To carry the burden, God, in Jesus' name. God, help us to stand. Help us to be obedient unto God. Help us to not grow weary in well doing. Thank you, Lord, for this to be. Thank you. got no friends.
You
ain't got to lift the seeds. Keep them with you when you're sitting at the house in the daytime. And anytime you're seeing something that ain't supposed to be there. Anytime you feel something that ain't feeling right, take these prayer cloths and keep them with you. Hold them in your hand. Have faith in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul sent out napkins toward acres, anointed them with oil. Healed and lame as water. Blind eyes is open. God can still do it this morning. Now, in God, don't doubt this world if you want to, but don't doubt God. Lord, we pray, God, this morning. Send it to the doctor's offices, God. Send the power to the lawyer's offices. Send it down there to the courthouse, God, through your people. Amen. Let the families see it, God. Let the employers see it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, let them see the glory of God. Let them see the blessings of God. Let them see the power of God. There's a lot of things you can do besides pray, I know. But when you do it out of the heart, confession, I mean, it's good for you. It's good for everybody around you. I tell you, it makes me feel better this morning to hear some confession, don't you? Amen. It makes you feel good when you hear them words. If I've done anything to hurt anybody, forgive me. Praise the Lord. Don't that make you feel better when you hear those words? If I hurt any one of you, forgive me this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't God good to us this morning? Amen. He'll put it in you to repent. Not to play with sin.
Yeah.
He'll put it in you to repent of sin.
Right.
Amen. He'll fix wrongdoing. And he'll send you some right doing. Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Right. This here's better than a pot of chicken and pastry. Amen. With dressing and homemade biscuits.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe I'd rather fill up on this here than a big old chocolate cake. Amen. A big glass of milk. Praise the Lord. This here is good for you all the way down to the soul. Amen. A good old chocolate cake, don't get me wrong, it's good. Homemade biscuits, yeah, that's good. But that only goes to the bottom of your stomach and fill you up. But this here go all the way down to your soul. Sister Lisa, this here go beyond what man can do. Praise the Lord. This here go all the way with you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
This here could carry you all the way across Jordan this morning.
That's right.
Amen. You don't have to cross Jordan alone. Amen. He can be right there with you. You can be right in the will of God even when you leave from here. Praise the Lord. You can be right in the will of God when you leave this world. Praise the good Lord. Amen. God will let you know a lot of times if you're going to leave from here. Didn't Brother Bass, I can't think of his first name. He wanted to die in church and testified to it. Told him he wanted to die in church. He got down there one Sunday morning, about 2 seconds after the service started. Fell right on over. Went right on out. Huh? Praise the Lord. You can lead just like God wants you to. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope God will give every one of us and our families ample time. All the time we need to get our heart right. Our families' hearts. Brothers and sisters. Children. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I sure enjoyed y'all in obeying the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you, that confession makes me feel good. That confession does something for my soul. Praise the Lord. I know we've got some testifying too. Boy, that makes you feel good there. Amen. When God gets to moving on people, Sister Lisa, that blesses my soul. Amen. It ain't all about Brother Darrell, I can tell you that. I come looking for a blessing just like you do. I come looking to obey God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's still the slogan for the little church. We might get us a sign fixed out there one of these days. I don't know. Come obey God. Peter asked, said, which one best? You judge. Obey man or obey God? Praise the Lord. I still remember the verse in Scripture, Acts 5:29. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe we heard Mela said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, let's see who's got a birthday this week. We're going to turn Sister Anna loose here a little bit. Y'all hold on. Amen. God's been good to us, ain't he? Praise the Lord. Trust in God and believe. Trust in him and believe. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. And did you know there's another verse of Scripture says what's not of faith is sin? Did you know that? Do you know that verse of Scripture? Whatever's not of faith is sin. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Whatever's not of faith is sin. Amen. God can clean us up. He can clean us up right where he wants us to be now. Don't tell me he can't. I know he's still working on me. I ain't saying he ain't. By no means, by no stretch of the imagination, he is still working on me. Don't you come thinking, oh, that Brother Darrell, I believe he's really got it. Oh, I want to believe that Brother Darrell. Don't lift me up that high. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. Pray for me. Keep praying for me. No birthdays? No anniversaries? No anniversaries? All right, we got little Maylie and Leah, I think. She's asleep. She's still asleep. Must have been up all night. Let's pray for little Liz. She's catching her some rest. Let's sing our dropping penny song. You want to sing dropping pennies? You want to drop the pennies? Oh. Service. Whatever God wants you to do, you do it. You be what God wants you to be. I'm trying my best. Do what God wants me to do. Praise the Lord. That's Sister Lisa, family said, all right, Brother Darrell, it's your turn. Get on up there. I had a bit of it. I was waiting on the signal or something, but anyway, I'm here. Praise God with the help of the good Lord. I know you're here with the help of the good Lord. So that'll make God while you're here. That'll make the service go a little bit better. Amen. Confess. Pray. Testify. Whatever. Sing. While you're here. This service won't last forever. We might come one of these days and the service might last forever. Because the Lord might take us out of this service. It'll last us forever while we're here on this land if the Lord come back. He said to be ready because you watch and look for an hour that you know not. The Son of Man come. So keep looking for the Lord. He might come one of these days and take us out of the house of the Lord. Right out of the house of God. Well, Sister, I'm ready. You can come on. Let's obey the good Lord. And let's ask the Lord to help her, everybody. God bless you, heaven. Give us just what we need.
Psalms chapter 79 and starting with verse 1. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance, thy holy temple have they defiled, they have laid Jerusalem on heaps. Now, if you will, skip down to verse 13. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. Who will show forth thy praise to all generations. Read verse 1 again. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. You may be seated. We're going to take a minute here, and I want everybody to name a trial or tribulation, a hardship in their life. We're going to start with Diddy, and we're going to snake around, okay? Say it good and loud. It don't have to be, we're not confessing, just a trial, Sister Ethel, something you go through, something you've heard people go through. Diddy, what's a hardship?
Church work.
Church work?
Work.
Going to somehow work and bosses and people come against you, and that's just Abby.
Children.
Nan. Any trials? I just knew she was going to say parents. Sister Dana.
Being sick.
Health problems.
Right.
That's right. You're getting, you're going to preach my message for me. Sister Lisa.
Family.
Lord, dear. Mom?
Worry.
Yeah. Sister? Ethel? What? Finance? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Brother Tony, you know one?
Yes.
Yeah. Grandma? look at a puzzle on the outside and maybe figure it out, but when something on the inside, we can't see that, and that makes us worry. Sister Bean?
I would say
lost
and broken.
That's right. For me, personally, one of my biggest ones right now is when you're a preacher. I never had a mentor, and anybody I thought was a mentor has left, and sometimes nobody knows where you are, and it's hard to explain to people things because you don't know how to, you know. Sometimes you talk to Mama about it, sometimes I can talk to Gavin about it, sometimes I talk to Dalton about it, sometimes I talk to Grandma about it, sometimes I talk to Dingy about it. And when I talk to four or five people, Sister Dana, sometimes I can figure out how to fix it. But it's hard. It's hard when you're somewhere and you don't know how to tell anybody how you feel. Because if it's finances, you can talk to a finance person. I mean, you know, if it's sickness, you talk to a doctor. But there's nobody specifically for some things. Sister Dana, everybody can't come to you and say, this is how you feel. I understand entirely how you feel. I know exactly what you're going through. Let me tell you exactly what you need to do. Nobody can do that. No person, Sister Abby, can tell you exactly what to do for your kids. That what worked for their kids might not work for your kids. What worked for another preacher might not work for me. What worked for Danny might not work for you. But the one thing that works for everybody is God. He said, oh, God. And then he started listing off his problems. Sister Dana, he said, y'all help me out this morning. He said, oh, God, the heathen are come. There's blood everywhere. There's dead bodies. But by the time he got to the end of the chapter, he realized, Danny, that he didn't really have that much problems at all. He said, oh God, look at all the issues and all the struggles and all the hardships, Sister Ethel, that we face. Things that we can't tell anybody. Things that nobody understands. Battles and situations we face that nobody else gets what's going on. He said, by the end I realized I didn't have as many problems as I thought. How could I start in that line with all? Amen. That'd be a plus $1,200.
Can you use that?
Well, he said, when you need it, you sister, hang up. There I would be. You can't see what's going on the inside. You don't know where the blood stops and where the blood starts. You don't know where you might feel pain, but you don't know where it's exactly where it's coming from, what causes the problem. Your head might hurt, but you don't know what's wrong. He knows what's wrong. David said, oh God, look at the list of my problems. He said, but it depends. We'll praise you and thank you. Because we know you can fix them all. Grandma, he can fix them all.
Yes, he can
fix them all. Everything is just like Adina, he can fix them all.
Right.
There's nothing too hard for God. David said there was nothing. He said, dead bodies, blood in the street. He said, but I still got a lot to thank him for. Because I tell you why. There's not, but joy comes from the Lord. Sister Dina, you got to make it till in the morning. Some problems we have, we might die with. But when we die, that's it.
They're all gone.
Joy might be heaven. Joy might be healing. Joy might be some money. Lord might give you some cattle, some good health. If he does, make you some steak with half and make you some money with the rest. Use what he gives you, Sister Abby, and be grateful. Be thankful. You have to look at the good. And Grandpa said, let the bad roll off your back while the world only does that.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do sometimes, Sister Lisa. Just let it roll off like the world only does that.
That's right.
Because you can't.
Right.
They ain't no therapist to talk to.
Yeah.
Sometimes they ain't nobody to talk to. You just have to, just you and the Lord. And it's Grandma, that's the way it is going to be. A lot of the times, it's just going to be you and the Lord. But you have to encourage yourself. You're not supposed to be introducing God to your devil. This is my devil. My problems, my mountains, my stuff, it's all too big for God. Here it is. This is all my stuff right here. You're supposed to be introducing your God to the devil. This is my God, mountain. This is my God's money. This is my God, children. This is my God, family. This is my God, nobody to talk to. This is my God. Loneliness and fear and anxiety and worry. This is my God.
That's right.
I'm not supposed to be introducing.
That's right.
This is my anxiety, God. This is my worries, God. Stuff that you can't do nothing about. You're supposed to be introducing God to all your problems. Now I appreciate it, Lord, and I know that was a little bit different, and I don't hate, but I usually don't let anything out. I keep everything in. That's just the way I have to do. You can't sometimes afford to be emotional or let things out. You have to be remain strong, and sometimes it's hard, but I appreciate the Lord, and we're family. We all are. We're all family. Sometimes we have to be reminded, but we're all family. I certainly appreciate the Lord, and I certainly appreciate y'all. And I hope that message touched and helped. That's what the Lord has laid on my heart this time. And I love you, don't know. And let's continue to be good brothers and sisters and do for each other like you want people to do for you. That's what they teach you in preschool, golden rule. Do for others. You have others to do for you. But I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the church.
That's what David was talking about, this church. He said, Lord, the heathens have come into the holy temple and defiled. They're still doing it today. But let's keep it clean. Let's keep it right. Amen. That's the way the Lord wants. Amen. All things we've got to do is call out to God. Oh, God. I tell you, I found over the years, that's the way to do it. You can't bear this burden on your own. You can't do it. You can't carry it on your own. Your family, you can't carry it on your own. Sometimes it might just be a husband. Sometimes it might be children, different situations, different relationships. But you have to carry it to the Lord. You have to carry it to the Lord. Keep praying until you get victory. Amen.
It's going to eat the watermelon.
What's that, sister, please?
It's going to eat the watermelon.
Right. Right. That's right. God expects us to follow the Scripture now. If he tells you something in the Scripture, I think it was Paul said that they left it to be examples unto us. Peter, might have been Peter. But the apostles, which they want us to go by Old Testament and New, now don't you get me wrong. But they was left to be examples for us to follow. And that type of thing. So it blesses you to stick in the Word of God, stick in there with prayer. I tell you, when you get off your routine reading and praying and seeking the Lord, it affects you. And us just coming to church on Sunday morning, I was kind of thinking about that thing this morning. It feels so different, Sister Lisa, to just come on Sunday morning. Brother Tom, it seems like we just miss it. Just Sunday night, Wednesday night, just miss it. But I tell you, we're trying to be safe, and we're trying to be careful at the same time. So let's use a little bit of wisdom, no matter where we go, uptown, our families. If you ain't been around people, you better be careful. They found one man, he was the one that was carrying the virus, but it wasn't affecting him, but he got 3 or 4 other people sick with him. And they started tracing it back to see where it was coming from, and it was one of the family members. So y'all be careful. This thing ain't over with by no means. So keep praying. Thomas too. He said he fell and hurt his hand and his hip or something bad. But Brother Thomas has got to be getting about 80 now, I think. Somewhere up there. But let's pray for him and Sister Eileen, the Lord of Heaven. Is there anything else? Everything's been said, man? Okay. All right, we appreciate Nan coming. Y'all, let's pray for her too, Lord of Heaven. Let's pray that God bless her. I tell you, young people has the hardest time, seem like today's world, young people. They got so much off-the-wall teachings and stuff now that they want to tell you that 2 + 2 = 5 now. I mean, you know, they want to change every little thing they can. And it's messing up the minds of a lot of people. That's why most of these people that's out there killing and rioting and stuff is young people. You see, that's the reason why they're out there doing it. Their mind is so tormented, pulling this way and some pulling that way and some pulling this way. They're getting pulled from every direction. And the young people, it's just about got to where they don't know what direction to go in. So let's pray for our young people. Let's keep looking up. All right. They can't sing songs. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of this stuff going on, and I ain't trying to pick on one denomination or the other, is Democrat states. That's where all your rioting's going on at, is Democrat states. That's where all these crazy rules and all, Democrat. So, if you're a Democrat, change to a Republican and ask God to forgive you.
Did you know Obama said that the churches hadn't got no business being able to pick their pastors? They should be picked by the government. Did you know Obama said that? Sure did. Obama said the churches shouldn't be able to pick their pastors. The government is the one that ought to be able to do that. I tell you, if they could, they'd take a brick and hit you upside the head with it before you get out that parking lot. If they could. Spiritually speaking, that's what they want to do. They want to tear down what you got with God because they don't want nobody going to heaven. The devil don't want nobody to be doing nothing right. Amen. Amen, Brother Darrell. They don't want you telling them that they're wrong. They want to change the laws and say that they're right, even though they're wrong. A man ain't got no business marrying a man. No business whatsoever. But let's change the law and make it right. I don't care if they lock me up before 12 o'clock. That is a sin in the eyesight of God, and it's a sin against nature. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for the church because they're going to eventually get their power back, that left side, and when they get it back, you better be ready to get locked up with Brother Darrell because I'm going to the jailhouse to have service. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell them I want my Bible and I want a songbook. And I'm going to be down there at midnight singing like Paul and Silas. Cutting into a log with an axe. You ain't gonna knock that tree down if you quit. You ain't going to cut that log in two if you quit. And sometimes that wood gets hard. And sometimes it gets hard. The axe get dull. Praise the Lord. The Lord sharp me up a little bit more so I can keep on cutting. So I can keep on swinging. Help me to walk on the devil and bruise his head. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we appreciate all. Amen. I was going to ask if anybody felt like they've been to church besides me.
I've been to church today.
Raise your hand if you feel like you've been to church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for church. Amen. Y'all come back next Sunday. We appreciate you. Love you. I hope God will bless you and keep you. That's my prayer. I would say shake hands, but I can't. Let's just be dismissed. And you can touch elbows, yeah.
We'll elbow each other. Thank you for your number.
I get your phone.
Lord, I've had to have so many new phones.
I
need
my phone. I
brought
my other one.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your daughter about your eyes? What's your daughter about your eyes? What is that?
I found candy.
what I am talking about was maybe it's because you can't see this and try and discuss the grandkids. That's too bad. It might be that the devil is trying to use those, because that's the two things in your life right now that are big trials. I mean, that's humongous trials. And it sounds like that maybe the devil's trying to use those two things to keep you bound. But if you keep going and do what you go where you're supposed to do, they're trying to get you bound. And because the first word is trying to get you where you can't do nothing for God. But if you keep going, it sounds like, oh, it's not your head. I know it was. And don't worry about that. That's all. Oh, don't worry. I know it was. Well, I understood that because we could do it. You have to prove that it worked. It's just like with anything. You have to make sure. You have to make sure. If you're really doing something, then you will change forever. But you had to prove that there wasn't anything wrong, so that way you could fight against. Now you know to fight against. And we have to, you just have to validate. But I feel like what kind of meaning was that maybe it's those two things that the devil's trying to use. And if you keep going in the right direction and holding on, what you're going to do, you'll get to some help or somebody can help. So it starts out kind of bad, like it may be bad, but it has a good ending. You know? So it's encouraging. Yeah, that's right.
And that if they put me through me and throw me in the middle building, I knew that going way down.
Right.
And I kind of.
So without seeing it, you knew something.
Right.
So that means the Lord's opening understanding. He's either giving you a spiritual vision instead of a physical vision. Mm-hmm. So you're not seeing so much physical change, but you're seeing spiritual change. You can, the Lord's let you see that's a trap. This is what I'm going to do. You know, this is what we're going to do. I feel like that's going to be a good outcome. Even though it was, even anytime you dream of snakes is bad, anytime you dream of stuff. But I feel like that you, sometimes a woman represents the church in dream, but I feel like you represent you in that dream. And I feel like that those two, because it was two snakes, and then it was two girls. And really, the biggest thing that you face is your health. And where Elizabeth and those kids. That's right. Amen. Yeah. I know. And that's what you can imagine. And that's why I think a lot and pray for you about that, because I know that if you could get those grandkids, that would mean so much hurt. And it wouldn't bring them back. But it would give you closure, and it would give you, that's right, and you would know they were safe, and you would know they were happy. You have them, that's right. Yeah, I know. listening to, because we think it's still going on. With me. I mean, that's right, you sure have.
Girl, I can't get my house clean, I can't get my dress cut, all of it. You know,
right, that's right. Yeah, just keep a good mind, a good sight, and you're just going to look at that. So that's what when you first said, the first night, you said, the first night, I come in and out. And then two girls, I feel like that's just a bigger picture. It's making you know what trouble you never felt. And then it's showing you what the devil you know, through the girls. It's showing you the devil that binds you, trying to bind you up. But we can't cast the blood on you, can't bind you up. God, the only way you can get you down is if you're leaving. That's right. We'll let you see it.
I'm going to do something.
got to keep walking towards the end of the tunnel. I got my mask soaking wet while I was going. It's not. And Mary, poor thing, she sneezed in hers, and I was like, ew.
Well,
it is. I know. And I checked it. I was like, if there's a green booger, I'm going to die. Yeah, we're gonna be there. We're coming in just a minute. Uh huh. You know what? He goes 15 minutes over the bell. He don't pay no mind to that bell. Oh. Yeah.